A new State Farm study has three big takeaways about distracted driving. The first two are not all that surprising. Cell phones continue to be a distraction for drivers, and if you are on a long, monotonous trip, you're more tempted to take your eyes off the road. But as WGLT's Ryan Denham reports, it's the third key finding that jumped out to State Farm Assistant Vice President for Enterprise Research, Laurel Straub.
We found that some of the new safety technologies that many newer vehicles are becoming equipped with seem to be lulling consumers into a false sense of security. And potentially consumers report that they're looking down at their phones or away from the road more often on vehicles that have things like lane keep assist and sort of automated cruise control.
And it maybe is stating the obvious, but what are your kind of thoughts or hypotheses on the psychology behind that, that being lulled into a false sense of security? Is it as simple as that? Someone thinking, oh, I've got this thing, so I probably don't need to pay as close of attention as I was before?
Yeah, that's our guess. Now, we haven't really done the research to dig into the specifics of the cause, but it does appear that folks who get accustomed to these kind of technologies, you have them in your vehicle, you know that when your vehicle starts to drift a little bit out of lane, the vehicle's going to correct, you know that the vehicle's going to brake or steer when you're coming up in cruise too close to a vehicle. Does give people a sense that it might be okay to spend a little bit more time with your eyes off the road, spend a little bit more time focused, unfortunately, often on that cell phone, than focused on the road ahead of you.
And your survey found what I found to be an alarming amount of video chat use by drivers with these advanced driving technologies, actually hopping on a phone, not just texting, not just emailing, not calling, actually doing a video call with somebody. Can you talk about that a little bit? I found that really surprising.
Yeah, we were actually surprised by that as well. We know that a lot of consumers spend time reading, sending text messages, or increasingly something that we've seen drivers do as we've been doing this survey. We know that increasingly folks are looking at their phones. We were, I think, a little bit surprised to see how often folks are using video chat on their cell phones. As a matter of fact, 9% of the consumers that we talked to said that they frequently use video chat on their cell phone while they're driving, and 15% said they sometimes do. Hmm. So it's something we should be concerned about.
Did you notice any meaningful differences between how different age groups, not that too many 16-year-olds or 18-year-olds are going to have a fancy car with lane assist in it, but any meaningful conclusions out of age differences in your subjects?
Yeah, what was really interesting when we looked at the data by age is, not surprisingly, young people are more inclined to report that they will utilize, have a willingness to utilize these cell phones more often, are more willing to take their eyes off the road and take their eyes off the road for a longer period of time. What was interesting, though, is that's not just something we see with young people. As a matter of fact, we know that folks over age 45 are also increasingly willing to look up from the road when they're driving. Generally our younger drivers report distracted behaviors a lot more often. As a matter of fact, 47% of 18 to 29-year-olds reported that they're willing to engage in some sort of distracted behavior. But nearly a quarter of drivers over age 45 reported that they're willing to read or send text messages while they're driving. Something that, again, is keeping your eyes off the road. So it's not just something we see the teenagers behind the wheel with their phones in front of their faces. Increasingly, we're seeing folks my age and many of my peers who are also sending text messages and checking our phones while we're driving as well.
What is the history of this survey? How long has it been going on in this kind of current form? Is there enough movement in the data that you can kind of draw conclusions about how behaviors are changing over time? Is there anything meaningful there that you've seen?
We've been doing the survey now for a number of years, and although this year that some of the questions we asked were a little bit different, I think I'd say the themes that we're seeing have remained consistent. we know that increasingly, as folks are getting more and more comfortable, as our cell phones are becoming a bigger part of our lives, you're walking down the street with your cell phone, you're sitting in a restaurant with your cell phone, they're always in our hands. What we're seeing happen is it's harder and harder for people to break that habit when they're behind the wheel. And increasingly, those phones have become such an important part of our lives that we just can't separate them, even at those times where we should be spending our time and attention focused very clearly on something else. That phone has become such a distraction to us. So we see that little light, we hear that little buzz. People just want to check and see what's going on there.
That's State Farm Assistant Vice President for Enterprise Research, Laurel Straub, speaking with WGLT's Ryan Denham.